This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Navarro. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me again.
And today we're going to talk about cholesterol management. High cholesterol is something that many people hear about all the time, but I'll be honest, we don't always fully understand what it is. Can you please explain what cholesterol is and why managing it is so important for overall health?
Yeah, so cholesterol is a type of fat that your body needs to be healthy, to build and maintain healthy cells, make hormones such as testosterone, produce vitamin D, help digest food, etc. Sometimes if there's an accumulation or an increase in the cholesterol, this can affect the arteries or the blood vessels, particularly around the heart. Mm-hmm. And brain, which is why we're so concerned about the cholesterol.
And what are some of the main factors that contribute to having high cholesterol?
High cholesterol is usually a combination of a whole bunch of things, including one's genetics, but it also could be attributed to lifestyles such as eating habits, exercise, or lack thereof, and sometimes underlying health problems and medications could cause an increase in cholesterol as well.
Oh, even medications, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. When somebody learns that they have high cholesterol, what steps should they take first? And when is it necessary to take medication?
I do believe that lifestyle is in fact, the medication to start. And so that practice, I usually tell patients to practice a heart-healthy diet in plain English that essentially means increasing their fiber intake, good fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins such as plant-based protein. So anything with a bean, lima beans, lentils, etc.
Okay.
You can also do fish, seafood, and nuts as well. Those tend to be a good source of proteins and help lower the cholesterol.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, and we're discussing cholesterol management. Dr. Navarro, what can people do to keep their cholesterol in a healthy range long term? I know you just gave some great tips on what we should be eating, but for the long term.
Mm-hmm. Really practicing a good lifestyle in terms of everything that I talked about in terms of eating, mm-hmm. but also exercise plays a huge role. So essentially I recommend folks to do maybe around 120 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week. What that essentially boils down to is, in plain English, is 3 to 4 sessions of about 30 minutes a week where you're breaking up a sweat a little bit. You're not exactly huffing and puffing.
Okay.
But if you're walking with someone, you're still able to have a conversation with them. That's called the talk test.
Oh.
You feel your heartbeat getting up a little bit, but you're still able to talk with the person next to you. That's where I want you to be for 30 minutes, around 3 to 4 sessions a week.
Oh, okay. And finally, what are some common myths or misconceptions about cholesterol? I know I used to always hear, like, if you eat too many eggs and butter, you'll get high cholesterol. I don't know why those two items just stick out, but when I think of high cholesterol, I think of eggs and butter. Am I wrong to think that?
No, not exactly. I mean, it's known that eggs and butter could raise someone's cholesterol, but a lot of cholesterol, I'd come back to is a mix of, yes, the lifestyle, one's eating habits, one's exercise that we talked about, but mm-hmm. another aspect is sometimes it's just good old genetics. It's the genes that we inherited. And so if high cholesterol does run in your family, you know, I would encourage that you talk with your doctor to monitor the cholesterol and see what next steps, including, yes, lifestyle changes, but also possible medication, especially if high cholesterol runs in the family.
Okay. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for this valuable information on cholesterol management.
Thank you so much for having me.